Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious Word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We focus our whole life on things. And I read in 2 Peter today, this morning, in the morning devotion, it's all going to be burned up. What matters in life, if it's not of God, it really doesn't matter. Let me repeat that. What matters in life, if it's not of God, the bottom line, it really doesn't. That's what Paul's trying to say here. Okay. Again, verse number 19. The keeping of the commandments of God, it talks about obedience. Okay. Christianity is not rituals or ceremonies or following the doctrines and traditions of men or religion. Let me repeat that. Christianity, as we would define it, by the way, not too many Christians, but I'm using that so people could understand. When I say not too many Christians, there's many believers. Everybody's a saint, but there's very few Christians. You understand what I'm saying? Biblically. At a point of conversion, we become a saint. To the saints, which are at this church, to the saints, we become a saint. You're not born a Christian. You're made a Christian. You become one. In that, you become not just a follower of Christ, you become Christ-like. They were called Christians first at Antioch. They weren't called Christians. And the ones who called them Christians weren't the believers. They were the unbelievers who said, boy, those people down there at that church at Antioch, they're Christ-like. Hence the word Christians. They're like Christ. Now, ask you a question. I'm going to move on. How many people do you know as believers, as saints, that are really Christ-like? Let that one sink in. Christ-like. Be like Christ. Well, if I say there are very few as believers that are Christ-like. Why? Because we're still so worldly, so carnal, still feed the flesh more than we do the spirit. And I won't get into all that and run on a tangent there. But that's worth saying, that Christianity is not rituals or ceremonies or following doctrines or traditions of men or religion. Christianity is Christ in the heart of a new man. The inner man made new through the miracle of the new birth by the grace of God. And following Christ, that's what it's all about. Then verse number 20. With all that in mind, again, he hasn't switched gears in verse number 20. He reminds us once again, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Paul, I'm married to an unbeliever. What do I do? He answered that question. Paul, I'm unmarried and I can't stand, my desires. I need a mate. Well, then go ahead and get married. All these other examples, if it's all possible, let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. In other words, he reemphasized the principle that was stated in verse number 17. Stay as you are. Married according in the overall thing in your relationship with Christ. Married is nothing. Being unmarried is nothing. Remember, circumcision is nothing. Uncircumcision is nothing. But keeping the commandments of God, that obedience and following Christ, that's what really matters. That's what he's saying in these verses now, verse number 21. Or thou being called a servant, care not for it, but if thou mayst be free, use it the rather. A lot of people condemn these verses because Paul was talking about Paul is not condemning slavery here. The issue in this verse is not whether you're being a slave or not. The issue here is wherever you're called, wherever you're at. If you're a slave, the word slave, a servant, a slave, it's okay. You can serve God still being a servant, a slave to somebody. A slave can still please God as a slave. He should not live his life thinking, I can't do anything for God now, But I sure could if I was a free man. In other words, I'm a slave. I can't do anything for God because I'm in bondage to my master. And that's what Paul is saying here, that if thou art being a servant, a slave, well, care not for it. In other words, he makes it a little more clear, but if thou mayest be free, use it the rather. If you have the opportunity to be free, in other words, not under the bondage of your master. We know back then you could buy your freedom. You could do other things that you would be a free man. He said, well, you do that too. So whether you're a slave, a servant, or whether you're free, serve God and be happy wherever God has placed you. Bloom where you're planted. A great illustration of this, I learned this many, many years ago, that when a servant, a slave, had bought his freedom, whether it's through his own monies or his own whatever, he was a free man. And that if he wanted to stay with his master, in other words, he can go out on his own. But if he wanted to stay with his master because his master's treated him well and took good care of him and his family, but he's a free man, but he wanted to stay in the household of his master, what they would do, they would take the slave out to the market, and in the middle of the market was a post. And everybody would observe this, that the master would put an awl, drive an awl through the lobe of his ear, and he would wear a little earring, the slave would. And when he would go through the marketplace, and people would see that ear, that mark in his ear, whatever it was, mark in his ear, they would know that something different about that slave. And they wouldn't look at that slave saying, man, he must be a good fella, that slave. What they're saying, man, what a good master that man must have. Because he didn't want to leave. He wanted to stay with the master. And that identified him with that. So Paul's not talking about, you need to be free or whatever. No, he's saying wherever God puts you, you can serve God. Whether you're a servant, care not for it. You can serve God there. But if thou mayest be free, hey, use it the rather. You make it an opportunity. If you have the opportunity to be free, take advantage of it and use it for the glory of God. Now, verse number 22. For he that is called in the Lord being a servant, in other words, a slave, you're in bondage to somebody, really, you're the Lord's free man. Those Negro spirituals, those black spirits, they would talk about when they were slaves, about these bonds can't hold me down. Ain't no chains gonna hold this, some of that, these chains. And they would sing these songs that I'm told in the fields and all. But even when they would sing to the Lord while they're working and all, that's what this is saying. Even though you're a slave, even though you're a servant, you're free in Christ. Even man can't keep you down. If the truth shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And that's what he's saying here. Likewise, he's also called being free, you're free, but you're really Christ's servant. We belong to him. Why? Verse number 23, you're bought with a price. And all God's people said, amen. He paid for us by his precious blood. Hebrews chapter 9, verse number 12, quickly. I want you to see this. Hebrews 9, 12. I'm in 1 Corinthians. Greg, you got that up there? Okay, I'll use this. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered into the holy place, having obtained the eternal redemption for us. He bought us with his blood. And did y'all come in this morning, you seen what's on the sign? Once for all. And that's in my message this morning. He only had to do it once.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Is our prayer.
If you missed the special choral performance of O Holy Night by the Westwood Choir this past week, then be sure to visit the website, westwoodmbc.org. You can watch the Christmas celebration and enjoy the choral performance. That's at westwoodmbc.org. Click on Archives under Media and enjoy.